Welcome to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable, the program where business and industry connect to share topics and ideas that move the world's energy. BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable is brought to you by IVS Investment Banking. IVS Investment Banking delivers premium financial transaction services to assist industrial business owners, primarily in the downstream sector. Visit IVSinvestmentbanking.com to learn more.
Hey, everybody, it's Jeremy Osterberger with BIC Magazine. Today, I'm joined by Chris John, President and CEO of the American Chemistry Council. ACC represents the $500 billion U.S. chemicals industry, as well as plastics and chlorine production companies across the country. Hey, Chris, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Jeremy. Good to see you again.
Absolutely. Hey, the last time you and I had a discussion, the chemical industry was contributing to COVID-19 response. And guess what? That's still going on about 8 months later. So,
yeah, who knew that we would still have in this same remote conversation and frankly, probably will be for at least a while longer.
That's right. So, look, thank you for offering time. Let's get into our discussion today. So, Chris, back in 2019, the Houston Ship Channel area experienced some incidents, including the ITC fire, that garnished international attention and drove improvements to emergency response and air quality management. You know, post-incident analysis pointed to an emphasis on daily air sample collection and availability of air monitoring data real-time during industrial incidents. You know, tell us about ACC's role in this effort and the recent grant announcement.
Sure, happy to do that. So ACC, the American Chemistry Council, and our members take every incident seriously, and we seek to learn from each of those by sharing information about the factors that led to that incident. And so that, you know, of course, the goal being that we prevent those from occurring in the future. That's why we welcomed the opportunity to work with Harris County. It was really a natural fit for us. And, you know, so about the same time that Harris County was doing its own gap analysis, we'd assembled a group of safety experts from our member companies, and they ultimately made several recommendations to enhance emergency response, including increasing the ability to monitor air quality and share information during an industrial incident. So thanks to this new partnership that we have with Harris County and this $1 million grant from the ACC Foundation, mayors and county officials will have greater access to timely air quality information that they can use to help make decisions to safeguard public health and the environment in the event of an incident. And we, you know, it's just been a tremendous team effort, and we're really excited to be a part of it. And we think it's going to really improve the county's ability to collect, analyze, and share information about air quality, particularly during an emergency.
And Chris, to find a little bit on some of the investments, how will that grant be used as far as, you know, equipment and, you know, other initiatives as far as the actual grant itself?
Sure. So Harris County has purchased a large array of new air monitoring equipment for its network. So some of those are stationary and very sophisticated machinery, and some of those are actually quite a number of them are handheld devices that can be moved and are mobile and in the event, again, in the event of an incident. The grant also helps provide funding for the Houston Advanced Research Center, or HARC, to provide Harris County with new tools to interpret that air monitoring data. So the new equipment and the training these folks will get to use, it will enhance the collection of data and improve air quality knowledge during a significant industrial incident. And I think the bottom line is, again, local officials will get timely and useful data to help inform public health decisions.
Yeah. Yeah, and of course, this is enhancing the already set in place CAMP, the Harris County Community Air Monitoring Program, for our listeners that aren't familiar with that initiative that's already been put in place. So,
that's right.
So, Chris, let's talk a little bit more about kind of outside of the Houston area. You know, talk about the ACC Foundation and what similar investments can we expect to see from the ACC Foundation in the future, maybe in the Gulf Coast or possibly in other industrial corridors, you know, outside of the Gulf Coast.
Yeah, so we're exploring those opportunities literally as we speak. And, you know, to be candid, the pandemic slowed us down a little bit to launch this. Sure. Project, but now that we've got a successful pilot project in place, it should help us move more quickly in other areas where we have a significant industry presence. But to do that, we need, you know, willing partners in local government, work with local industry associations. So we're exploring areas that meet that criteria, and I hope to have some good news to share with you soon on that.
Awesome. So, Chris, let's get into the legislative side of your involvement with ACC and our government. Any legislative initiatives that you'd like to mention now the Biden administration has gotten settled in and certainly priorities have been revealed?
Yeah, so the Biden administration has been very aggressive in its first few weeks in office, and we've actually seen a significant focus on regulatory activity, mm-hmm. where you've seen the president come out with a number of executive orders, whether that's rolling back some of the executive orders from the previous administration or being more aggressive in areas, for example, like climate change. Yeah. You know, we've got over 30 pages of executive orders on that issue alone. Other issues that matter to our industry, like environmental justice, chemicals management issues. And that's really with that. That's all coming out of the White House. That's even without some of the agencies like EPA and Department of Transportation coming out with any new regulations yet. So the legislative activity, quite candidly, is not quite as quick. As we know, they're focused on impeachment proceedings right now in the United States Senate. But as we go forward, we're looking at a few things to be engaged in. As I mentioned, climate, environmental justice being two important ones. But I think there's another opportunity for us. For example, the president has been very clear that he views transportation and infrastructure as a significant opportunity to help get the economy going again. And we very much are excited about the opportunity to work with the administration and Congress on that. I think that that's a great opportunity for the business of chemistry and plastics to help build or rebuild our infrastructure going forward, particularly in a way that is very friendly to the environment and climate. So we're going to be exploring that as well as things like trade, which is another important issue for the industry. And I know you know this, Jeremy, but sure. You know, the business of chemistry has about a $30 billion trade surplus on an annual basis. But the previous administration and their approach to trade policy in regards to tariffs and taking on China unilaterally has frankly been challenging for us as an industry. And we're hopeful that we can reboot that strategy a little bit going forward. So got a number of opportunities to engage going forward here in Washington, D.C.
Chris, we really appreciate the legislative update. And look, keep us in mind if you want to come back on in the future and address things, you know, a few months from now, by all means, you're welcome back.
Absolutely. Love to do it.
Chris, thank you so much for your time. We know you're busy. As always, we are most grateful for our audience. Please like and share this recording with colleagues on social media, and other industry videos and podcasts are available on BIC Magazine.com. Remember, everybody, it's what we do together that counts.
Thank you for listening to BIC Magazine's Industry Roundtable. Log on to BIC Magazine.com for industry news and resources. Industry Roundtable is brought to you by IVS Investment Banking. IVS Investment Banking delivers premium financial transaction services to assist industrial business owners, primarily in the downstream sector. Visit IVSinvestmentbanking.com to learn more.